Now we come here to this section that is very important. We have attempted to give you this outline before here. We have God the Father plan the church. You see, you wouldn't even build a house today without a blueprint. At least I don't think you would. You'd be very foolish if you did build a house without a blueprint. And here we find that God the Father planned the church. Now, what did he do in planning for the church? Well, there are three things that are mentioned here. He chose us in Christ. And second, he predestinated us to the place of sonship. And third, he made us accepted in the Beloved. Now, I know that I've come here today to a passage of Scripture that's difficult. I want you to gird up your loins or your mind to look at the strongest passage there is in the Word of God. We're going to talk about election. We're going to talk about predestination. And these are two words that are frightening. People run to cover when these words are mentioned. Why, you'd think that they're dirty words. But may I say to you, they're Bible words, and they mean something. And I hope we won't be extreme, but I think that we need to see here that it's something that's very important to see. He says here, according as he chose us in him, that is in Christ, before the foundation of the world, in order that we should be holy and without blame before him. Now this verse and these verses that follow this, they're essentially the most difficult verses in Scripture to grasp. They are, first of all, let me say, they are repulsive to the natural man. And unfortunately, the average believer today finds them difficult to accept at face value. The statements are clear. The truth they contain is hard to receive. And I think these two verses are sort of like a walnut, hard to crack, but there's a lot of goody on the inside. Now, let me just add this further word, according as. Do you notice that? According as, and that's the connective which modifies the preceding statement. The spiritual blessings that you and I are given, they are in accord with the divine will. All is done in perfect unison with God's purpose. This world, my friend, and this universe is going to operate according to the plan and purpose of Almighty God. That's important for us to see. Now, we need to get the perspective that in this section here, we see that God the Father planned the church. God the Son paid for the church. God the Holy Spirit protects the church. Now, the source of all of our blessings is actually the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he's blessed us with all these spiritual blessings. And now he carries our mind back to the past eternity, and he makes us realize that salvation is altogether of God, not at all of ourselves. Actually, you and I learn that you and I are not the originator, we're not the promoter, nor are we the consummator of our salvation. He did it all. Now we're looking at this that we said is very difficult. And it's been put in an old hymn, "'Tis not that I did choose thee, for Lord, that could not be. This heart would still refuse thee, but thou hast chosen me." And we have one that's very popular today. "Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood." God is the one who planned our salvation way back yonder in eternity before you and I were even in this world at all. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that came down in time and he wrought out our salvation upon the cross when the fullness of time had come. And then God the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us today. He brings us to the place of faith in Christ, saving knowledge of the grace of God that's revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard this story many years ago. It's the story of a black boy down in Memphis, Tennessee. He wanted to join the church, and it was a good conservative church. And the deacons were examining him, and they asked him, they said, "How did you get saved?" Well, he said, "I did my part, and God did his part." And these deacons thought they had him. They said, "What was your part, and what was God's part?" And the boy said this. He said, "My part was the sinning." He said, "I ran from God as fast as these rebellious legs would take me, and my sinful heart would lead me. I ran from him." And he says, "You know, he done took out after me till he done run me down." My friend, there's nothing in a theology book that tells it as well as that. God is the one that did the saving. Our part was the sinning part. It's like a little story that the late Dr. Harry Ironside told about the little boy that was asked, "Have you found Jesus?" And the little fellow said, "Well, sir, I didn't know he was lost. But he says, I was, and he found me." My friend, you don't find Jesus, he finds you. He's the one that went out after the lost sheep, and he's the one that found him.